Well, y'all look so handsome and beautiful. I feel like I'm outnumbered. All right. All right, listen up. Everybody listen up. Have any of you ever got a love letter?
Yes.
Y'all are too young to have love letters. The sad tragedy you guys are going to have, when I was younger and dating Mrs. Ashburn, or actually before we were dating, when we first went to an activity, she wrote me a letter to tell me thank you for taking her to the activity. She may have taken me to the activity, I'm not sure. And she sent me a letter. We didn't live in the same time at that town. And she said something in the letter, you know, I don't even remember what the first part said. It probably said thank you. But then she said to me, in Christ, Julie, instead of saying like, love, Julie. And I'm thinking, in Christ. Now, we weren't on a date. I was on a date. She didn't know that. That may have been the problem. And I thought, yeah, I'm in Christ. We're Christians. Yeah. But do you like me? It's what I was really wanting to know. And so I asked her out on a date, and she said yes. And so we went on a date, and I went back to Fort Worth, and she was in Marlin or Waco, and she sent me a letter, and she just a letter just to say hi, and she said something like, at the very end, love, Julie. Woo! And I started thinking, what does that mean, love? Does she love me as a in Christ kind of friend? Does she love me as a potential boyfriend? And I would sit there for hours trying to figure out what this letter. And then later on, we did love each other, and we'd say, I love you, and all that stuff that makes you sick, you know. Love, and but, you know, we still have those. They're in the garage. They're in boxes. We have them. Every once in a while we'll get them out and laugh, and it's kind of fun. What are you guys going to do when you fall in love? Because y'all don't write anymore. You'll be texting each other, and you won't be able to go back and find your old text of when you were in love, because your phones will be gone. So I'm worried about y'all having love letters in the future. I really am, because you won't be able to go back and say, oh, that's so sweet. But here's the cool thing. Here's what I want you to listen to. Do you know Valentine's Day is the 14th? That's this week. The greatest love letter that was ever written to you is found in this book. This is God's letter to you, and I want to read to you this beautiful love letter that He wrote to you and He wrote to me. Many of you know it. Caleb and I talked about it on Monday. It's a verse I memorized a long time ago. Maybe you've memorized it. It says, for God so loved Bill. Well, it actually says world, but you put your name in there. For God so loved Bill. Now listen, He gave His one and only Son, that if Bill would believe in Him, Bill would never perish but have eternal life. Now, it's not funny, because it's beautiful. God loved you so much that He came into this world as a human named Jesus to die for you, because He loved you. And He knew that every single one of us had a sin problem, and without Jesus, we were in trouble. Now, Miss Julie and I, we loved each other. But there came a point where I told her I loved her. Only woman I've ever said I loved her. And what was real important when I said, I love you very much, what was important at that moment? You don't know? That she would say, I love you back. Now here's the deal. Jesus loved you enough to die for you, But every one of you on your own, when you're old enough to understand it, have to love Him back. And the way you do that is to accept what He did for you on the cross. That was the greatest act of love. He died for you because He loves you. So what I've got for you this morning are these little hearts that basically, I'll let you pick out. Everybody stay where they are. Get one out. You can get whatever color you want. Everybody get a heart. This heart is to remind you of the love that God has for you. Okay? And so put it in your room somewhere. And when you look at it, be reminded that God loves you very much. And that when you're old enough to understand it, you can love Him back by placing your faith in Him and then being baptized. But not until then. Okay? So let's pray. Everybody bow your heads. Get still. And let's thank God for that love letter. Lord, we thank You for John 3:16 that just tells us how much You love us. Help us, when we understand that love, to accept it by faith. In Jesus' name.